Chapter 5, Mark 2:3.43.16. Gilliman watches the rising storm from the bridge of the Samothrace, a replacement command crew at the control stations. Every reliable authority says it will be the worst in living memory.
"We must translate from the system, my Primarch," says the shipmaster. "The fleet must exit before we're swept away."
Gilliman nods. He understands the imperative. If nothing else, firm and clear warnings of the demonic threat must be conveyed to the Imperial core sectors and to the 500 worlds of Ultramar.
"There are still hundreds of thousands down there," he says to Thiel, looking at scans of the ravaged planet.
"We extracted as many as we could with whatever ships we had, sir," Thiel replies. "Further evacuation is now impossible."
"What about the rest?" Gilliman asks.
"They're fleeing to the arcologies," Thiel says. "There is a good chance that the subterranean hab systems and catacombs will protect them from the effect of the solar radiation. They may be able to ride out the storm until such time as we can return with the Legion fleet to evacuate them."
"That could be years."
"It could," agrees Thiel.
"If ever."
"At worst, years," says Thiel. "We will return. They will be saved."
Gilliman nods.
"You'll excuse my mood, Thiel. I have lost a world of Ultramar. I have lost too much. You are not seeing the best of me."
"Theoretical," replies Thiel. "The reverse of that statement is true."
Gilliman snorts. His face is grey with lingering pain.
"Anything from Gage?"
"Nothing, sir."
"And of the forces we extracted, was Ventanus among them?"
"No, sir," replies Thiel. "He was not."
Mark 2:3.49.20. Ventanus takes the Voxhorn.
"This is Ventanus, Captain Forth," he begins. "I am making an emergency broadcast on the global Voxcast setting. The surface of Kalf is no longer a safe environment. The local star is suffering a flare trauma and will shortly irradiate Kalf to human lethal levels. It is no longer possible to evacuate the planet. Therefore, if you are a citizen, a member of the Imperial Army, a legionary of the 13th, or any other loyal servant of the Imperium, move with all haste to the arcology or arcology system closest to you. The arcology systems may offer sufficient protection to allow us to survive this solar event. We will shelter there until further notice. Do not hesitate. Move directly to the nearest arcology. Arcology location and access information will be appended to this repeat broadcast as a code file. In the name of the Imperium, make haste. Message ends."
He lowers the device and looks at Torin.
"I have set it to repeat transmit," she says.
"Then we must go. There is very little time, server. Disengage from the data engine."
"I do not know about these caves," she says. "I think it will be unpleasant down there."
"Not as unpleasant as it'll be on the surface," says Celaton.
"This is not a discussion," says Ventanus. "It is not an elective matter. We are retreating to the arcologies. We will endure there. End of debate."
"I understand," she says. "You realize that enemy strengths left on the planet will flee underground too?"
"I do," says Ventanus.
"So what do we do?" asks Torin.
"We keep fighting," Ventanus tells her. "That's what we always do."